Let me tell you something. When current is opposed to voltage by 180 degrees, that means the magnetic field is invisible, right? Because the watts are zero. And the electrostatic field is invisible. That means you can't have lightning bolts, you know, like a Tesla coil, a modern day Tesla coil, not the original. So you can't get a magnetic field that you can see. It's not there. It's invisible. And you can't get sparks or shorts based on, you know, voltage flying out, high voltage. You don't get anything. And yet, you could be stealing energy from the grid and no one would know, except maybe the grid and the people who manage it. So it may be true that Sierra Leman was correctly and justifiably charged and arrested when he entered Washington, D.C. for stealing energy from the grid, because he was stealing it invisibly. There was no noticeable theft taking place. You know, if I take money out of your pocket, if anybody looks in that direction, they'll see it. But what if the money's invisible? What if it's not even there in your bank account and yet I take it out anyway? Isn't that what the Federal Reserve does and its system of banks? You know, when a bank takes out a mortgage on your home, they are authorized to loan out 4 times the value of that mortgage, even though you haven't paid the mortgage yet. They act like it's already there in their bank account, 4 times that amount, and loan it out. And that's invisible money, money that does not exist. It inflates the economy. Well, gee, I wonder what happens when we inflate energy, when we create it out of thin air by taking the invisible forces that are not conjoined, and then once we take them, put them back together in our circuit, and now we've got energy somewhere that never existed anywhere. Not outside the circuit, not inside the circuit. All of a sudden, there it is. So you can't really stipulate, oh, well, there's a certain, you know, range for the transmission of power, and magnetism has a certain range. And, well, yeah, maybe radiant energy has a certain range when it's broadcast, but through space, but it certainly doesn't follow the same guidelines as normal energy does. So there's hardly conservation involved. Maybe there is. Maybe there is some kind of thermodynamic loss, but it's not the way we normally think of it. It's going to be vastly different, and we can't expect to know what it is. We can't, because we've never studied it. I know we haven't. So this is a very interesting field that's just ripe for study, are the fields, the invisible fields of radiant energy. The single transmission of power is radiant energy that's invisible. The magnetism is invisible, the electrostatic voltage potential is invisible, and not only is there no way to measure it, all you can do is infer or imply or suggest or postulate what it is. And maybe you'll be accurate to a certain degree more often than not, because, you know, electrical engineering has a very thorough working knowledge of what the physicist cannot prove. That's all it is, a century and a half of a working knowledge ever since Oliver Heaviside came on the scene and became involved. We have had a working knowledge, and then Steinmetz added to it and a whole bunch of people. Yet all it is a working knowledge, so that you can get through the day and do your job, but it doesn't prove anything. Yet, most of the time, it works out to a large extent, more or less, of accuracy. So, anyway, so magnetism is invisible, so we don't even know if there's a field there. We won't even see it. You put a magnet up to it, and you won't get it. See, magnetism only exists because the voltage phase of current within the field is in alignment. Otherwise, if it's 180 degrees out of alignment, you're not going to measure any magnetism. You're going to put a compass up to it and nothing will happen. Isn't that a little seemingly ridiculous? But that's what it amounts to. We got to think these things through, and trust me, I haven't thought it through. You know, I'm so busy with my nose in the simulator, I don't consider the consequences in the real world. And now I'm forced to, because I'm forcing my conscience forbids me from working on simulations anymore. Now it's, I either build a circuit, which I haven't gotten to yet, I have to, well, I've tried, but I use all the wrong pieces and everything falls apart, so, and then I have, like, no money, so I have to keep buying more materials and change the construction details, but it forces me to think in terms of the real world. And what are the consequences of what I've trained myself over the last 5 years to expect to see in the simulator? Now, I have to expect it in the real world, but the simulator doesn't tell us that the magnetism is going to be invisible. It doesn't tell us that the electrostatic sparks, or would have, you know, happened sparks, are invisible, you know, or may not even be traveling, right? It doesn't travel. So, I mean, oy gewalt. You gotta wonder, right? It kind of gets you to think a little. Gets me to think.